From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Chelson reporting. On this World Refugee Day, a new report from the United Nations Refugee Agency says global forced displacement last year reached record-breaking levels. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Last year, 65.3 million people were forcibly displaced, an increase of nearly 5 million over the previous year. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says more people now are being displaced by war and persecution.
24 people displaced every minute. 90% are displaced in poor or middle-income countries.
The report finds three countries, Syria, Afghanistan, and Somalia, produce half of the world's 21 million refugees. 50% of all refugees are children, many of whom become separated from their families while fleeing. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An estimated 30,000 civilians have fled the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the last 3 days ahead of what is going on there. Carl Schembri is with the Norwegian Refugee Council in Baghdad.
Our staff are there on the ground trying to keep up with the needs, providing water, food, shelter, and basic items like mattresses. But we're running out of stocks. We're running out of funding. I myself have just been to the camps. And I've seen some of the most vulnerable people, people with disabilities, pregnant women, children, out there in the scorching heat.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared an Iraqi victory in Fallujah, but fighters there still face snipers and bombs from IS militants. The number of people who've managed to leave Fallujah has now topped 80,000. This is VOA News. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack occurred in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and set off explosives, killing 14 and wounding another 8. Ayaz Ghul reports for VOA from that region.
Deaths were of the Nepalese security guards who were traveling on the bus, and there are also 5 of them wounded. So it was quite a devastating attack in terms of the casualties that people or nationals from Nepal had suffered in Afghanistan.
The Taliban almost immediately claimed responsibility. Hours later, another attack, a second roadside bomb planted by insurgents wounding a provincial council member along with his 2 bodyguards said to be in critical condition. Intelligence officials in Iran today have broken up the biggest terrorist plot ever to be conceived against Tehran, according to Iran's state news agency. In a statement, the intelligence ministry announced it has thwarted plans by a Takfiri terrorist group to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. The attack was planned to coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, according to National Security Council Secretary Ali Shamkhani, who added several suspects have been arrested with bombs and an amount of explosives taken into custody. The term Takfiri is a derogatory word used to describe Muslims who accuse one another of being non-believers. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump has released his controversial campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, according to a campaign spokeswoman today. Lewandowski, who had been with the Trump campaign since last June, was perceived by many political observers as having hostile relations with numerous national journalists and strained relationships with some Republican Party officials. He also got considerable attention after accusations of manhandling a female reporter in Florida during the primary campaign. Lewandowski also clashed with Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. Campaigning ahead of Britain's referendum on whether to remain in or leave the European Union resumed this weekend after 3 days of mourning prompted by the killing of a member of parliament. Recent polling shows a tight race between the two sides ahead of Thursday's vote. Michael Gove is a British politician who broke ranks with British Prime Minister David Cameron from the current Conservative Party and wants people to vote leave.
My view is that those challenges will be easier to meet, those risks will be less if we vote to leave, because we will have control of the economic levers. We'll have control over money that we currently send to the European Union. We'll have control over our own laws. And as a result, we'll be able to deal with whatever the world throws at us.
Remain campaigners warn of potential economic dislocation. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.